I'm Clyde Lewis. You're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. Numbers to call tonight, 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. We're heard all across the country, several stations, several networks. Also, aftermath.media and aftermath.fm. Aftermath.fm streams us live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. You can check us out at aftermath.fm. It's free. And you can subscribe at aftermath.media. Aftermath.media. $4.99 a month for the archives and the podcast. And then, of course, if you want the full library experience, it's $9.99. We do have a yearly rate, too. So sign up today at aftermath.media. Got some great news. We got word today that the Paranormal Radio app, the Paranormal Radio Networks, and the Paranormal Radio, I guess it's a service that ranks the Paranormal 13, ranking the most popular paranormal podcast streaming shows and stations, put out its list on TalkStream Live's Paranormal Radio platform channels and apps today. These are programs that feature UFOs, extraterrestrials, ghosts, cryptozoology, conspiracy theory, supernatural, and the unexplained, all part of the rankings report. In the Paranormal Top 13 podcasts, we are number one, Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. Also, Paranormal 13 top shows, top stream shows on the Paranormal, Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis, number one. We're very excited about that. And then, of course, if you go to the stations, you look at some of the stations, you have Art Bell Day Radio, KGRA Radio, Dark Matter Digital, Art Bell on Pine Radio, The Fringe FM at number five, Truth Frequency Radio at number six, and then it goes down, 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 down. So this is the survey period of 2020. It's Paranormal Radio's Paranormal 13, which reports and tracks paranormal podcasts, talk shows, and all that cool stuff. We are number one in two categories. We're very happy for your support and thankful for your support because it's awesome that we were given this honor, and hopefully we'll be able to pull out one of the top, you know, streamed podcasts and streamed audio for the internet, too. We're hoping we'll be up there with people like Joe Rogan and others who certainly are top-ranked for their listens and their podcasts. And as we're wrapping up the final days before Halloween, it is certainly... We've certainly gone paranormal heavy for the past few weeks. It's kind of like been this gradual heating up of the paranormal, I think. I mean, we've been talking about a lot of things, and we kind of gave everything this paranormal, I guess you could say we wrapped it all in some paranormal wrappings, but still a lot of the news came out. We did a show with Ben Swan yesterday that was just amazing. But, you know, our thoughts and conjectures about life and the universe are often based, especially when we're dealing with the paranormal, are often based on assumptions, unproven theories, hearsay, rumors, misinformation. You just go down the list of everything that you have to dig through to find the truth. And a lot of things that we believe, a lot of decisions we make, are pretty much based on some of the mythologies we've been, exposed to, some of the ancient attitudes and the archaic practices. Mythologies, astrology, prophecy, all both biblical and non-biblical, all of that shapes the way we see the world. That's why I think the paranormal and the mystical is very, very, very exciting, especially when you're looking at it and how it affects history. Now, beyond the voices of those out there who speak about the paranormal, there are those who have the visions. And what I mean is they have the visions of precognitive and retrocognitive experiences in the ether or the subconscious. We replay all of the experiences we've had. And at other moments, we've had dreams, and we have precognitive dreams. We have retrocognitive dreams that sometimes warn us of great danger. And we were talking about the Neptune being in retrograde and how Neptune being in retrograde creates these visions, these nightmares, these dreams, and some of these dreams manifest in your room in the shadow people, and we've talked about those with Chad Lewis, the lurkers we were talking about the other day. Well, you know, these visions, these lurkers, these cacodemons, whatever you want to call them, they leap from the ether. And they do so from one dimensional reality into another dimensional reality, our dimensional reality. And they're called apparitions. They're called anomalies. And many people are now having these experiences. They are not as rare as they used to be. And so there are scores of TV shows and investigation groups that are all over your cable channels. And these groups are out to prove that either you're hallucinating or there's actually something out there. They're trying to uncover the hidden realms where these monsters and demons may hide. I mean, 30 years ago, no one would have ever thought that if, you know, you get a group together, bring tape recorders and all kinds of gadgets, go out in the field, and you would be able to find ghosts or have proof of ghosts using all sorts of electronics and all kinds of other things to try and catch them. People use temperature gauges and degaussers and all. I mean, we have a whole kit of those things at my house. We haven't used them in a while, but last year we used them when we went on a ghost hunt. And, of course, there have been many ghost hunters who have been veterans in the field. For example, the Conjuring film. You've seen that. I love the Conjuring films, actually. Why? Well, because it's about Ed and Lorraine Warren. And I loved Ed and Lorraine Warren when they were alive. I mean, they were real-life married demonologists who claimed that their Catholic faith helped them fend off the forces of evil. I think the movie does. I think the movie makes them more pious than they really were. I mean, they were serious investigators into demonology, serious investigators into those things that went bump in the night. Ed Warren was a self-taught ghost hunter, while Lorraine actually put herself forward as a medium who could communicate with spirits. And so the Warrens would go to places, and she would be taken over. She would be allow these spirits to enter into her body. They didn't charge money for their work. They just came in, and they, you know, of course, they did a lot of lectures. They sold a lot of books in their careers. And there's another guy. His name's Hans Holzer. And there's a new TV series that's coming out. We're going to talk with Dave Schrader coming up about what he's involved with this Hans Holzer files. 40-year exploration into the paranormal, into disturbing hauntings. He was the one who investigated the Amityville Horror House. And basically what that is, it helped spawn a legion of supernatural enthusiasts, more than 120 books, and even inspired Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis to write the movie Ghostbusters. Now, there was a time, not very long ago, that we lived in a linear world. Everything happened in pretty much a straight line and one change at a time. It was like everything, like one right after the other. There was nothing that went out of the margins. And then you had pioneers come along who talked about going out of the margins. You had people like Art Bell, who I mentioned his reruns today are classics, and they certainly are garnering a lot of listens on the internet. And it's almost like, you know, here we are, a live show competing with a man who put in his time and effort in entertaining us over time, talking to us about the paranormal, talking to us about parapolitics. And of course, he and I started about the same time. I was young, didn't know much. He was the master. He knew more. And now that I've grown older, I'm finding myself appreciating more of those like Ed and Lorraine Warren or Hans Holzer or even Art Bell, Father Malachi Martin. I could go down the list of all of those classic individuals that were able to give you that open mind, open your mind to these ideas. And right now, it's a lot harder, I think, to keep up with all the changes and the miraculous things that are happening every day. I mean, the option of burying your head in the sand is not going to be an option anymore. You can't ignore that there's so many crazy things happening. Millions of people are going to have to retool, re-educate, and even think heavier about the future. They're going to need to think a lot more about the threats that are looming in the shadows. The world is changing faster than ever before, but that doesn't mean that we aren't adapting. It doesn't mean that we don't have the neuroplasticity to have our brains adapt or that we're acclimating to it. It's truly a testament to the ability of humans to adapt to just about any circumstance. We have more food, more wealth, life-saving technologies, etc., but we're going to be losing all that now because we've allowed something that is invisible, okay, scare us into not participating in life. We've taken on monsters and demons. We've taken on ghosts. We've taken on all kinds of things, but just the little virus that you can't even see is enough to scare people into doing things they wouldn't normally do. So now we have to adapt to every circumstance. We have to prepare. We have to learn how to take care of our families. Anyone in our history, we look back at what they did. We look at the ancients and what they did, what they had to prepare for, what they knew, what they experienced. All the cataclysms and the cataclysmic cycles that they had to go through. But you look back at that and you say, wow, you know, it's really a testament to the ability of humans to adapt to just about any circumstance. Because we're so acclimated to this world, we often forget how strange it is compared to previous times, previous epochs, eras. The paradigm is shifting. The veil is lifting. Events are baffling, and we all seem to concede that all of the massive change can be attributed to God, angels, demons, or ghosts, which, of course, is a great way to delve into the ghostly subject matter, as we see earlier in the month with the chill that was coming in, the early winter, the darker winter, all of it prophesied and now being confirmed that we are in a dark winter, that we are heading for a darker winter. And with those dark winters come those dark nights, and with those dark nights come those dark entities, and those dark entities go bump in the night, and we, yes, we, are the ones who have to bump back. 877-733-1011. That's 877-733-1011. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. I'm Clyde Lewis, and you've just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. In order to access the complete archive shows and podcasts, you must sign up on our secured server at aftermath.media. It's only $4.99 a month for the archive shows and podcasts. Or if you want access to the Ground Zero online library, which includes videos, audio clips, ebooks, documents, a social media platform, plus the archive shows and podcasts, it's $9.99 a month. Again, that's aftermath.media. That's aftermath.media. Thanks for supporting Ground Zero.